This is North Shore Today for Veterans Day 2016. Veterans Day originated as Armistice Day on November 11, 1919, the first anniversary of the end of World War I. Congress passed a resolution in 1926 for an annual observance, and November 11 became a national holiday beginning in 1938. Veterans Day is not to be confused with Memorial Day, a common misunderstanding, according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Memorial Day, the fourth Monday in May, honors American service members who died in service to their country or as a result of injuries incurred during battle. While Veterans Day pays tribute to all American veterans, living or dead, but especially giving thanks to living veterans who served their country honorably during war or peacetime. In area information today, Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News that a proposal to buy the carnival lot on Derby Street in Salem has become more muddied, although a $750,000 carrot is now being offered to make the project happen. City councilors continued debating the purchasing of a parking lot at 289 Derby Street Thursday night. The city aims to buy the land for $1.4 million and use it to revitalize a harbor walk plan, which several officials have said represents a once-in-a-generation opportunity to drastically improve Derby Street. And just 3 hours before Thursday's session, the state's Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs contacted Mayor Kim Driscoll, pledging between $750,000 and $1 million to put toward building a park on the site if the city buys it. The plan from city officials was to tap into community preservation cash to finance the purchase, but there wasn't enough support for that option from the council Thursday night. That may only leave a friendly eminent domain land taking as perhaps the city's last option. Some councilors and residents previously expressed concern that using Community Preservation Act cash to pay a 20-year bond would lock the city into keeping the CPA for all that time. Next year, however, Salem residents have the opportunity to repeal the CPA in their city if they so choose. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, Lynn's chief financial officer is considering a Proposition 2.5 property tax override next year, a first in the city's history, to pay for a school budget shortfall, two new schools, and raises for union members. Peter Caron is quoted as saying, we're looking at options and an override is definitely a possibility that should be on the table. Caron called on City Council President Daniel Cahill to schedule an emergency meeting of the council for next Tuesday to approve a home rule petition to send out the third quarter tax bills early, Cahill said. By doing so, the city buys time to figure out how to deal with the lack of school money. Thomas Griller continues on itemlive.com. The CFO declined to say how much money the city needs or how much it would cost taxpayers. There are a handful of large ticket costs that must be addressed, however. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, a large portion of Monday's Swampscott special town meeting is expected to be devoted to discussing funds needed to clean up sewage discharging onto Kings Beach from Stacy Brook. Town meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. at Swampscott High School. There, town officials will be asking members to vote to allocate $2 million for the purpose of funding design and construction costs to eliminate non-stormwater pollutants from entering the town's drainage system. The funds would be used to clean up the sewage discharging into the ocean at Kings Beach at the Lynn Swampscott line. Two separate outfalls have Lynn and Swampscott discharging right next to each other. Sewage is getting into the drainage pipe and then going into the ocean. Sean Horgan writes on in the Gloucester Times, as expected, the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission will close the Gulf of Maine to shrimping in 2017 for the fourth consecutive season. The ASMFC's shrimp section, the panel responsible for setting the northern shrimp regulations, voted to extend the closure throughout 2017 and to establish a 53-ton research set aside that effectively will produce the only shrimp harvested in the next year from the Gulf of Maine. Sean Horgan continues, the shrimp section decision to shutter the beleaguered fishery for a fourth consecutive season because of the vastly imperiled state of the northern shrimp stock follows the earlier recommendations of its Northern Shrimp Technical Committee. The technical committee based its recommendation on its survey of the 2016 northern shrimp stock that showed northern shrimp remain in critical condition with historic lows in biomass, spawning, and recruitment. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.